Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A few hours ago, young and wealthy Barry Carlton received the blow that virtually destroyed all hope for his coming marriage to Penny Gibbs. And now he must face the difficult task of telling Penny the heartbreaking news. But he's not done so as yet. And as Penny sits with her invalid foster father, Jed, she says,
"You don't mind if I've interrupted your reading to sit here with you, do you? I'm lonesome."
"Why, of course not, Penny. But where's Barry tonight?"
"He had to spend the evening with his mother. She wanted to talk to him about something important."
"That Mrs. Carlton must be as long-winded as she is rich. Never had so much to say that it took me all evening. I can talk with the best of them."
"Oh, maybe you talk faster than Mrs. Carlton does."
"Oh, you agree that I'm a windbag, do you?"
"I was only joking."
"Oh, I know you were. I hope you were."
"Oh."
"You're going to be Miss Barry Carlton in a few more weeks, aren't you? How's it feel?"
"Golly, I don't know. I'm too numb with excitement to know exactly how I feel. All I know is that I'm happy and the day can't come too soon."
"Chances are it will come too soon."
"No, sir, not for me."
"3 weeks, 4 weeks seems like a long time. You think there's lots of time to plan, make preparations, attend to details, but you'll wake up some morning, it'll be the day, and there'll be 1,001 things you still haven't done. Well, it's a funny thing about time. It looks a lot longer than it is. There seems to be much more of it than there is. When you come right down to it, a whole lifespan is but an eye wink's worth of time."
"Well, maybe when you look at it as a unit from beginning to end. But take life day by day. And the days, hour by hour. And life's full and rich and very long."
"The unpleasant days and hours seem long enough, but the sweet ones don't. Too bad it can't be the other way."
"Well, maybe that's because there are more days of unhappiness than happiness."
"Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Too bad that can't be the other way around, too."
"No, sir. I'll take life just as it is."
"With no improvements? Will you take life as it is and not try yourself to improve it?"
"Well, I want to do all I can to make life happier for myself and for others around me, but if I can, I won't complain about it."
"You never have complained. You never will. And chances are you'll have no reason to from now on. Life, through the person of a young and wealthy man in love with you, has handed you a golden cup. Drink from it heartily and enjoy its benefits. You deserve them. So far, life has been sparing in its gifts to you."
"Oh, I could go on with what I have now and not ask for anything more."
"You could, yes. But you're not going to be required to. There are some people who succeed in life, and you are one of those people."
"Jed Billings, I haven't done a thing but fall in love."
"But you've fallen in love wisely and well, and with a man who's in love with you. That in itself is an achievement. There's too much love in this world that does not find a love in return. Yours is a rare love, one which has found a love to echo it."
"Oh, I know I'm lucky to be in love with someone who loves me. I know how rare it is to find what I found. I'm doubly lucky, too, because so much more comes with what I found. Wealth, position, lifelong security, and a very good promise of what we call eternal happiness."
"You amaze me sometimes, child. For a girl of your age..."
"Jed Billings, I'm not a girl."
"All right then, child. For a woman of your age..." Now, that's a fine time for the telephone to ring.
I'll be right back, darling.
Make short work of that phone call, child, or I'll forget the infinite wisdom I was about to...
Oh, okay. I'll make it quick. Hello?
Hello, Penny. This is Barry.
Hello, darling. Just a minute.
Sure.
Jed, it's Barry. This call may not be as short as you'd like.
Oh, well, what chance have I got with a man only half my age?
I'm sorry about the interruption, Barry.
That's all right.
Didn't expect to hear from you so soon this evening. You finished talking with your mother?
Yes, yeah, I have.
Oh, good. It's still early. If you'd like to come over, you can.
No, I'd better not tonight, darling. I mean, I can't. Hope you'll forgive me.
Well, there's nothing to forgive. We really didn't plan on being together. Maybe it's best if I go to bed early.
Yes, maybe it is.
Barry, what's the matter?
Nothing.
No, something is the matter. I can tell by the tone of your voice. Barry, you said you'd tell me what your mother had to say if it was serious. Is that what the trouble is?
Darling, I can't go into it now, and there's really nothing for you to worry about. Just get a good night's sleep and, well...
Well, what, Barry?
Well, you see, I won't be able to see you for a day or two, darling.
Why not?
I have to go out of town. It's business. Something I have to take care of right away.
I see.
Please don't be upset or angry. It's something that's just come up.
Oh, darling, I'm not angry and I'm not really upset. I'm unhappy because I know how I miss you. I even miss seeing you tonight.
I miss seeing you. I'll miss seeing you the next few days. But I won't be gone long, I promise. And when I get back, I'll tell you all about it.
Only if you want to.
I do want to. We can't have secrets from each other, remember?
I don't forget anything that concerns us, darling. When are you leaving?
Well, early tomorrow morning, or I'd see you before I left.
Well, I can get up with the birds and meet you. I'm a little country girl, remember? Well, almost a country girl.
No, look, you better not meet me, darling. You see, I'm chartering a plane, and I don't know exactly when I'll be going, but it will be early. I know that.
All right, if you don't want me to.
No, it isn't that I don't want you to. It's just that... Well, I'll tell you all about it when I see you later this week.
Now, you really have me worried.
I'm sorry. I don't mean for you to be worried, because, well, it's all going to work out, or I wouldn't bother going to New York tomorrow.
You're going to New York?
Yeah, and I'll write you every day, darling, maybe twice a day if I have time. But I expect to be busy.
Well, do write, but don't feel that you have to.
You know I want to. Well, I think I'd better say goodnight now, Penny. It's getting late, and there are some things I want to go over with Mother before it's too late.
All right, Barry. Good night, and have a pleasant trip in the safe room. I'll be thinking about
it. And
you.
I'll be thinking of you every minute. Good night.
Good night, darling.
Penny.
I'll be right there, Jed.
Oh, there's no rush. Is everything all right?
Yes, Jed, I think it is.
Well, that conversation didn't take half the time I thought it would. Barry coming over?
No, he's not. He's leaving town tomorrow.
Well, now, that's nothing to look sad-faced about. Businessman has to leave town every now and then.
I know, but there's something odd about this. Jed, Barry had a talk with his mother tonight, and I'm sure this has something to do with it.
Like as not, it has. A lot of things a young man had to attend to for his family when he's about to be married.
That is it, isn't it?
Well, what made you think it was anything else?
Barry's tone of voice. It was something in the way he took... Oh, doorbell, excuse me.
Yeah, it's probably Freddie. Since that youngster is a few days away from getting married, he can't even remember to take his house keys with him. Remember, I couldn't either the first time I was in love.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Johnny. Come in.
I ought to apologize for calling at this late hour, Penny, but I saw the lights on in Jed's room, in the living room, and I knew a few of you were up.
Yeah, most of us are out. Jed and the children are here, though.
Who is it, Penny?
Oh, it's Johnny, Jed.
Young fella, if you think you're going to talk business with me tonight, you better start running.
No, Jed. I really came to see Penny.
Good. I can go back to my reading. How are you?
Fine. And you?
Fine. And the book I'm reading is good, too.
Go on in the living room, Johnny.
Oh, I'll say I will. This is a break I didn't count on. I don't know why I thought you might be home tonight, Penny. Usually you're out with Barry, as you should be, of course.
Tonight I'm not, as you can see.
I think I heard a note of sadness in your voice just then, Penny. Anything wrong, or shouldn't I ask?
You can ask. There's nothing wrong.
Penny.
Mm-hmm?
Penny, a great many things between us have changed. In fact, almost nothing is the way it used to be. But one thing's the same. I know and understand you, and I can tell when you're upset and unhappy.
I'm not upset or unhappy. I'm just puzzled.
Well, and maybe being puzzled has the same effect on you as being worried. It isn't Barry, I hope.
In a way.
In a mild way, I hope.
Thanks. I was afraid you'd say I told you so.
I did threaten that once, didn't I? Well, I didn't mean it. It was just one of those things a guy says when he's hurt and he wants to hurt back. What's the trouble? He's not slipping, is he?
No, no, it's nothing like that. Barry had some sort of a talk with his mother tonight. Must have been something serious because she said she wanted the entire evening to talk to him. Now he's going away first thing in the morning.
Well, it's obviously family business,
Barry. No, Johnny. Jed said that too, and I've tried to think that, but it's something else. Because he could see me tomorrow before he leaves, but he doesn't want to.
Oh.
At least he sounded as if he didn't want to.
Penny, listen. A long time ago, well, several months ago, when I realized that Barry was going to take the place in your life that I used to enjoy, I said I'd stick around. Be around any time you needed me, remember?
Yes, I remember.
Well, even though I didn't think you'd ever need me, I meant it just the same. And now that, well, there seems to be a tinge of uneasiness in the air, I want to remind you of it again and say again that I meant it and mean it now.
Oh, Johnny. Johnny, I don't know why everybody in the world isn't in love with you. There's never been anybody like you. How can you be so kind and thoughtful when others are so thoughtless and cruel to you?
Well, Penny, when I love a person, there's nothing I won't do for that person. And I'm certainly not telling you anything you don't know when I say that I love you.
And I love you, Johnny. I wish I could describe the way, though.
Oh, I know the way you love, Penny. And even though it isn't the way I want, it's good enough. It's good enough for now, anyway. Well, good enough for always, if that's the way it's to be. So if you have troubles now, Penny, don't be afraid of them. Don't feel that you'll be alone.
No, it isn't as bad as all that. He's just going away for a few days on business. And he'll be back and everything will be all right.
But it won't be, Penny. And if it isn't, I'll be here. And if I'm not here, you'll know where to find me. And if there's anything to be done, I'll know what to do.
Does Penny's intuition tell her that her happiness will come to a tragic end? Is Barry going away to end that happiness? Or try desperately to save it? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger Cut Beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger Cut Sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger Cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.